Today's episode is Guilty Pleasure or Guilty Punishment. As you know, we all do activities that are not that rational. And sometimes it's good. It's a way to release pleasure, to release pressure, to release stress. And why I came with this idea, because in the morning I was driving around Aviación next to my mother's house, and I saw the auto parts store, la tienda de autopartes. And as you know, if you have a car, pimping your car or tunear tu carro, pimping your car, is fucking expensive, just to give you an idea. I remember back then in time, I pimped my Jetta Volkswagen. Just changing the audio cost me like $2,000. I put like two amplifiers, one buffer, nice speakers JBL, and all the thing with the labor, con la mano de obra, was $2,000. My friend Pancho just changing the front cover, el capó, he spent like $1,000 just doing that. And I have many friends that they pimp the engine, el motor. If you pimp the engine, the shit costs even between $5,000 and $10,000. And by the way, when you resell the car, nobody pay you a dollar for that. That is just your pleasure. That is your relaxing activities, pimping your car. So that is kind of a guilty pleasure, but it became a guilty punishment when you start overspending the money. If you are spending 100% of your savings, and I know many people, they are in that situation, now there is a problem. And the question goes like, what are other guilty punishments that we have in our life? Doing stupid things is funny, is interesting, but sometimes it became like a nightmare in our life. So I want to analyze like three or four extra scenarios, and then I want to share some wisdom from the one and only Tai Lopez. So before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, inglesparacholos.com, and here goes my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. I would say that another guilty pleasure or punishment could be steroids. Many of my customers slash friends, all my customers are my friends. Any person who gives me money, I decide to make it my friend. But what I'm trying to go is that most of the people, they do between one and two steroid cycles per year. That is not a lot of money. Each cycle is between 700 soles or 1,000 soles. So let's say two cycles per year is rounding up is 2,000 soles. Not like a big investment. But I know people that they don't do 5 week cycle, they do 6 month cycle, and now we are talking about a bigger investment. These people can be investing between 40,000 soles or 50,000 soles per year, imagine. And if they add HGH, hormona de crecimiento, the thing can scale to 80,000 or 100,000 soles per year. It's insane, honestly. You'll be surprised. Many of the ultra jack people that you see at the gym, that they are jacked the whole year, most of the time they are doing that. Now that I'm taking a break, I decide to take like a 1 year break of steroids, because as you know, I want to experiment, and I have been experimenting a lot with chemicals. Now I want to test different diets and workout plans. So during this time that I'm doing like a break, a lot of people who are still doing cycle, they told me, they confessed me what kind of chemicals they are doing. And many people are doing Trembo, and they are not professionals, and they are doing Trembo for a lot of months in a row. But well, that is topic for another episode. What I'm trying to go here is that doing steroids is not something that you want to do the full year. It's something that maybe if you want to do like a guilty pleasure, could be one or two cycles per year, and you never mix it with alcohol. But many people don't have the discipline when they do steroids. And even worse, you'll be surprised, because sometimes you can spot the strong guy a los macetas, right? But there are a lot of people that they are doing steroids, but you don't notice it because they don't train. So they are steroids and they look like shit at the same time. That is a guilty pleasure, steroids. Another one is plastic surgery. Uncle Balta with his fake nose. That is also a guilty pleasure. How much money I spent on that? 4,000 soles. That sounds like a lot of money, but I can tell you it's nothing in comparison with people who are constantly doing plastic surgery. If you go to the gym, and after I had my surgery, I started to pay attention the big volume and amount of fake nose that we have in our society. Like at my gym today, I count like at least when I went to the gym, at least like 15 or 20 fake noses. So there are a lot of fake noses around the streets. But also you have boobs, you have booties, culos, tetas, you have the lipos. You have a lot of procedures that the Botox. you have a lot of procedures. So the plastic surgery industry is a big industry. And why I mention, because if you are like a website guy or a designer, or maybe you have some knowledge about business, you can support these plastic surgeons, esos cirujanos plásticos, because they are making good money. The guy who did the surgery to me, all the doctors in that hospital or clinic, all they are driving Porsches, they are driving Mercedes-Benz, so they are driving the coolest stuff, so they have money. That is a guilty punishment pleasure. And then we have three extra that I would like to cover. Sluts, prostitution. I love prostitutes, honestly. That is my guilty pleasure, but I don't spend that much money. And something extra is that usually I don't hire like delivery prostitutes. I mean, I don't look for prostitutes that they are prostitutes. I just look for friends and I tip them with some money. I prefer it like that, because when you hire a real prostitute, it's a pain in the balls. Not just for the diseases, but also because first, they are not clear in what they are charging you for. They say that it's for an hour, but if you take longer than 20 minutes in the penetration, they want to charge you more. So it's not an hour, first. The other one is like, sometimes they arrive late, sometimes, I mean, they are annoying, honestly. And sometimes they smell like shit. So beyond, I prefer to tip friends that they are cool, you know. My quota of prostitution / friends is 2 sexual encounters per week. Sometimes 3 when I find a good deal, but most of the time it's 2 sexual encounters. How much do I pay? Most of the time I don't want to reveal the number, because if one of them is listening, then the other is going to charge me the same amount. So very low, honestly, very fucking low number. And sometimes I include like a fat burner as a gift. But you know what I like when I pay for prostitution? Many things. First, that I can say the day and the hour. This day, this hour. And most of my friends, they arrive on time. I love it. When they arrive on time, if we say Tuesday, it's Tuesday, 7 p.m., that is. But what I don't like when you have a date sometimes is that they move the day. No, Tuesday, no, now Wednesday, no, now the time. So that is a problem. It reduces your productivity. So that's why I like prostitution. But I have friends that they pay too much, honestly. I have friends that they are paying like 200 soles. There are others that pay 500 soles. And even worse, they pay and they treat the woman as a girlfriend. So you have the worst case scenario. You have the worst of a relationship and the worst of prostitution at the same time. And of course, we cannot forget about the simps, people that don't even penetrate. They just pay. Those are the worst motherfuckers. Paying for webcam services, giving gifts just to impress the woman, taking the woman on a vacation trip with her female friends and the guys never penetrate, inviting the woman to the box in the clubs. I mean, that is, we all believe that a box in a club, the guy is going to have sex. Not always, I can tell you. Many of my friends that they pay the box, and the end is not even a kiss. And we cannot forget about restaurants. Restaurants is also a guilty pleasure. I don't like restaurants that much, because nowadays, before it used to happen, but now it's even worse. They are adding too many chemicals to the food to make it more addictive. So you finish eating the food, oh, that was so tasty, and then you want to come again, because that's the business of a restaurant. They want to convert you into an addict of their food. So it's a competition between all the restaurants, not who make the most healthy food, it's who make the most addictive food. It's like a social media. And that's why when you come back to your house, now your food tastes like shit, because the restaurant food was other thing. And you know who also is doing that practice? All the Uber Eats and all the delivery services. They are loading your food with a lot of chemicals. No wonder why people have now like a huge love handles, because that is not food. That is just chemicals, colorants. They put flavor with things that are artificial. But coming back to the restaurant topic, here we have a lot of caveats. For example, if you go with your friends and you don't drink alcohol, it shouldn't be a big problem, because if you only eat, because the expensive part tends to be the alcohol. If you go with the friends, just food shouldn't be more than, I mean, if you eat a lot, shouldn't be more than 100 soles. And here one secret. If you want to have good food, tasty and healthier, eat outside Lima. I went to Chilca the other day. My friend went to Trujillo, I think. And he told me like a full pulpo for 40 soles. If you go to a little restaurant here, a little part of a pulpo is 30 soles. So going out of Lima and eating in any restaurant is going to be healthier and cheaper. How much money can you spend in any of these guilty pleasures? I'm talking about everything that we discussed before, right? I believe you shouldn't invest more than 5 or 10% of your savings in guilty pleasure. The person that is investing 40%, 50% of guilty pleasure is too much. The person that is using the credit cards is nuts. And let's try to add an extra one that I would say that is concerts and travel, trips, viajes. Concerts are interesting. I haven't visited a concert in a while because I hate doing lines. Me jode hacer cola, honestly. I hate lines. I hate pussy lines. I like pussy lines, but I hate lines for concerts. If you go to a concert, you will be surprised, but especially if you can go to a concert of a new artist, you can find good deals. I remember going to Arcángel when he just started, reggaeton, Arcángel. His concert, when he came, it was almost empty. And how much I paid for that concert? I think 50 soles. And they took all the fences, sacaron las rejas, because they wanted to have a picture with a lot of people. So I can imagine the people who paid 200 soles, so annoying, you know, the person who paid 50 soles was next to you. But that is something that I enjoy about concerts. If you can spot artists with potential, you know, I'm a big fan of Crucito. I text him, I send him a WhatsApp. Hey, do you want me to share a clip from your music? He sent me a clip. So it's interesting when you can get in contact with your artist. And you can do it. Just start following new artists. Everybody wants to follow Taylor Swift. Everybody wants to follow J Balvin. Now, J Balvin is so fucking funny. That's a funny guy. But you get the point, right? There is like an interesting thing like hunting talent. Cazar talento. I think hunting talent is beautiful. And traveling is interesting, but you don't need to spend that much money. That's why we are supposed to have friends, right? Like, I have friends from school, friends from university that are in Canada, in US. Try to visit your friends. Of course, don't be a piece of shit. Always bring some gift to them, bring some money, help. But that is going to be cheaper than going to a hotel. And you have good time with your friend. They help you to find cheap stuff. And another option for traveling is traveling around Peru or around your country. We have a lot of nice places here. I know that it's not as fancy as uploading your picture in Dubai, but it's cheaper and it looks good. And at the end, why do we travel? Let's try to dissect that question. We travel because we want to have a different experience and meet different people. And you know, I can also achieve that going to a new location, a new gym location, or a new mall here in Lima. But just to give you, if you are like on a budget, and even in my case that I'm lazy to travel, that's what I'm trying to do. My quota now is meeting between 10 or 5 people new per day. That's my quota. If I haven't met at least 5 new people per day new, I feel bad. And now I want to add a thing about the one and only Tai Lopez. He mentioned, I really enjoy his podcast. And you know, I'm finding out that his best podcasts are the ones that he used to do like 8 years ago or 10 years ago. And also there are a lot of his students are recording his classes that are paid classes, classes pagadas, and they are uploading his classes online on YouTube. So you can do research. Joining the Tai Lopez Club is so fucking expensive. I think it's like $10,000, $15,000. And you can find those videos for free on YouTube. So that is golden nugget. Now, let's continue. He mentioned many things, but two things caught my attention. He said that we shouldn't wait too much time to get married. We should test 12 qualified couples. And I was like, what is a qualified couple? And I start to analyze myself, you know, like from all the women that I have date in my life, I don't think I had like even one qualified couple. So I start to, you know, to kind of think about it. I don't know you, what you are thinking about now, but from all the people that you have date, have you had like one qualified couple? If the answer is no, you have problems. I have problems, I do. And if the answer is yes, maybe you are just missing some extra 11 qualified couples. Who knows? But this idea of getting married with the first person that you start dating is a no-no. And a big problem that I see between many people, not only in getting married, but in start living together, is that they date a partner, men and women, it's always happening, this thing. They date a couple for I don't know, for maybe 6 years, 7 years, they broke with that couple, and the next person they get married with the person. So always be careful with that. Sometimes you try to fix the lack of one person getting married with other, and that is scary. And the last thing that Tai Lopez mentioned that stuck in my mind was about how to convert your brand into a religion. For example, Taylor Swift, her followers are the Swifties. And maybe we can ask this question: how can we make people proud of our brands? Maybe that would be a question, right? Like, in the same way that a person flex their iPhone, how can a person flex that they are working with us? That would be an awesome question, especially now that the price of acquiring new customers is going to the roof. I believe that is a nice way to try to find some virality. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, guilty pleasures are not a problem. Overdoing it now become a punishment. Remember, spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Valeta on Spotify. And by the way, I will start uploading one episode in English to my YouTube channel, Jose Valeta. So maybe every Friday you will see an English episode there too. Blessings, and I will see you tomorrow.